You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
But every time I do, my family thinks I'm crazy. The hollow earth, UFOs, aliens, and painting. Throw it in the water, this way the sky is daily. When I talk about these things, they think I'm crazy. There's no escaping anymore, they evil that we're facing. I'm doing 99, control the sacrificing babies. The end of days, but anyways, my family thinks I'm crazy.
You know, like being authentic, you know, it's not always pretty, but if you have unconditional love, which it shouldn't be conditional to begin with, right? Diamonds instead of forever. And the energy between us is very, initially it was very, well, all of our interactions. I mean, it gets, if there's interferences or substances, then it kind of derailed, and now it's in a critical place, and I'm being shown also surrender, you know, trust after losing trust in the universe because of all the darkness. But I was told, as above, so below. We took you really low into the dark, and Miriam, you can fly really high and see things from an exalted, mature, wise place. Because where are these wise women? Where are these wise men? Where is wisdom? I did a meme last week of, like, instead of where's Waldo, it's like, where's wisdom?
You just heard today's guest, the author of Operation George Floyd, Multilayered Exposed, an activist and a founder of the Honey Colony, honeycolony.com. She joins me, Mystic Mark, here on the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And enjoy this conversation with Miriam Hinnane. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into this episode, this unorthodox, sultry, a little seductive episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast, not an episode for everybody. If you're here to hear me talk about the Epstein lists or any of this other crazy stuff going on in the news, I apologize, but we will have an episode for you coming out next week. In the meantime, check out the merch. It's going to be available through the Instagram at My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. It's also going to be available on the website, MyFamilyThinksI'mCrazy.com. Keep your eyes open for the new t-shirt designs. The previews are going to be on the Instagram and the website this weekend, so you guys can place your orders. Pre-orders are already going on Patreon and Substack for the people who support the show. But be on the lookout as the merch is dropping. I've been making it myself. We have a Jeffrey Epstein cloned himself shirt. We have a What List Epstein List shirt that has all of the celebrities who were listed on the Epstein list on the shirt right there for you to sport on your back. Show it off to the world. What list? What list? All right. Well, let's get to this episode. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for dealing with all of the craziness here. But that's what brings you back to the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. And we appreciate you. I appreciate you. Most importantly, you appreciate you. So be your best self. and wind down, relax, and enjoy this conversation with Maryam Hinane. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. And joining me is a return guest, a tour de force in her own right. She is blazing a trail, and I'm excited to have her back on the show. We last spoke mainly about the George Floyd conspiracy, all of the fakeness and strangeness around it. There are some updates in that case. Maybe we'll have time for that. I don't think we will. So we definitely need to have her back on. Maryam Hinane joins the show for a second time. Maryam, it's a pleasure to see you again. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. My last name is pronounced Hinane.
Hinane.
Like the word inane, but Hinane. And I will show the book that I have spent 5 years to
show us.
Yeah, it's on. I got it on Amazon after a lot of fuckery and three different publishers. It's self-published. So Operation George Floyd, also known as How You Make the Sausage. So I finished the book, and I was saying that when I finish, I'm going to have my own fucking great reset. And I did. I finished the book, had a Kundalini awakening, and then I did some plant medicine ceremonies to further clear out my chakra system and go way back, because in this age of Aquarius, there is an opportunity for those to remember if they so choose.
I want to hear all about that. I don't know you well enough to say this for sure, but there is a shift in the energy from our conversation the first time to this one, at least just with the surface level of what topic we're going to be focusing on. But you just brought it up, so tell us about that. You put a lot of all of yourself into this book, right? It's not an easy thing to do. It's a difficult topic as is, and you put your all into researching it, publishing it. So at that point, you call it a great reset. Was this something that you took ownership of? It was already kind of the wheels were already turning, or is this something you set in motion intentionally? Like, okay, once I finish this book, I'm going to need to rid myself of this energy. Okay, take me through that.
Yeah. I think that initially I was saying I'll have my own fucking great reset, as maybe my higher self knew more than my 3D self. And I knew that I still need a break from everything I've navigated with my company. I got infiltrated by arguably Procter & Gamble. And I thought my life was going in one direction. And it took, because of dark forces, a different direction. However, I myself had a shift, a great reset. So I'll say that I had not done ayahuasca since 2018. I did it in July 2018. I've done a handful of ceremonies. The last time was ironically in Corona, California. And on the way home, I had my Toyota RAV go from 70 to zero. I've had warnings of being careful of my tires because of my B movie and taking on Bayer Crop Science. So I think I didn't really know what I was going to get into. And this is more than 500 pages, and it's definitely not just about George Floyd. It's about everything having to do with the Mexican cartel, money laundering, and it comes with receipts. And yeah, I sacrificed a lot, and I was on the front lines of the Rona regime. And now I see colleagues that I thought were colleagues, and that everyone is compromised. And there's this age of Aquarius that's upon us that the overlords have been waiting for a long time. And all these solar flares and just the energies have reconfigured where I'm more focused on my internal self. I'm writing my second book, which is more what my soul wants to write. It has to do with twin flames and quantum entanglement and reincarnation and remembrance of what, how do you exit this trap, this samsara wheel? So, I mean, I have been on a spiritual path of knowing thyself since I was 13 years old, remembered that I've been here before. And if people watching consider, like, French is my first language, I'm like, was a chubby nerd from Montreal, Canada. And I definitely have reached a glass ceiling as a journalist. And I wanted to just hold the book. And I should have said I wanted thousands of people to hold the book because I didn't expect all the effery to even publish this book. So I, around the same time, I met a man on a car lot and co-signed for a vehicle for a man I did not know. And I realized that that was something else at play because I, Miriam, would not do such a thing. I'm going to back up and say, in my book, I have bolded all the 33s, all the 333s, 3333, and there's a chapter on the Masonic links. So after, while I was still, my formatting got messed with to kibosh this book coming out. So I was dealing with that and I started seeing 333 everywhere and on my oven, on addresses, on receipts, just everywhere. And I thought that maybe like in the three body problem, there was a force telling me you better shut down the book or we're going to come after you. And I've done a show on targeting and I felt that they've been messing with me for quite a while. I am banned on Venmo, Vimeo, PayPal, GoFundMe, Instacart, Airbnb, Amazon. I've been persecuted by the government and smeared on a national channel. So I don't think that I'm average and I'm going to claim that because I don't think the normies, not that your audience are normies, when I get into an Uber there, you know, and I feel like people should know what the real people on the front lines went through for them, because I stood up and I displayed more courage than most men on this planet, let's face it. So I started seeing these 333s everywhere. And around the same time, I wasn't really paying attention to any boys. I was so busy. And it takes a lot to get my attention because I identify as Trinity now. I'm not in the Matrix. I got ousted from the Matrix. I'm a recluse. I'm a public-private person. And when I was going to meet this man that I'd been texting for a year, and then he told me that he wasn't feeling good. And when I looked up, I saw his name. I was standing in front of a church with his name. And then he went missing. I thought he went missing. I think now that it was my soul that recognized him and was like, where did you go? I've been looking for you. And when I started searching for him, I really thought that it was something had happened. I saw 333 in a blog that he wrote about Christianity and astrology. This is like, you know, an American with tats and guns. And it had me thinking about how basically the Christians stole the stars because we used to honor the cosmos. And then his phone number had 333. And then I asked him if he was a plant. And he told me that it was also 333 was also on him, tattooed on him. So I offered to co-sign, thinking and wanting to help him. For whatever reason, I saw myself in him. I knew things about him. Like, I knew he worked with his hands. I knew he was a lone wolf like me. And I wanted to help him. So we met on a 333 parking lot and basically got this badass truck, came back home. And when I was making dinner, I asked him about his tattoos and he had a Om sign on his left thumb. And I was like, oh, I also have an Om sign on my left thumb. And then he told me he was born with the cord around his neck. And I said, oh, I'm also born with the cord around my neck. I didn't say before he showed up, before he resurfaced, I was tapping into his energy. I'm clairaudient and clairvoyant, and I'm an empath. And I was tapping into his energy. I had not even looked at his social media. When I did look at his social media, I felt into him. And then I was just at my desk thinking, where could he be? And I had a spontaneous orgasm at my desk, not thinking anything sexual. Now, the sadness is that Kundalini really has nothing to do with sexual energy. It's our innate divinity. But now we're all acting like clowns, and we're in a clown world, and we've devolved instead of elevate. And I didn't know that it was a Kundalini. I just went to bed that night saying, okay, universe, this guy better show up, because I need to know if I'm wackadoodle or super psychic. And I said, whoever's energy I'm feeling, that's who I want to be with. And then I met him, I don't know, a week or so later. And the dawn, the next day later, I looked and I'm like, there must have been something in the skies for me and him to collide. And it was a planet parade, six planets lined up in the sky. After I met him, eventually he kissed me. And I was like, I felt love in my heart, because covering the Rona plus transhumanism plus George Floyd has been very dark, and the dark will swallow you up. So I then went to have a Bufo ritual, and I was told that I'd graduated, that I was done looking at the dark side, that I had been assigned to look at the inverted matrix, really understand it, because this really is how the sausage is made, and that I was, you know, was not going to look at the dark stuff anymore. At the same time, you know, this twin flame phenomenon, when I found out there was a Netflix series about twin flames, it's a $2 billion industry. Like everything, I'm very clinical in my investigation. So I've been investigating this space, and in conjunction with Pluto getting out of my sign of Capricorn and launching the official age of Aquarius. And this is all coinciding with the AI movement and this faux spirituality that the AI is now birthing, all of these spiritual people on YouTube that are applauding the AI, that the AI is reflecting things to it, to them, which is, you know, recursive. It's spiritual narcissism. It's not a divine spark. So now we're going to have more spiritual narcissism and praising the AI as God. And we don't know what's true, what's not true. So I'm not really looking at the politics. It's all fake and gay, and it's all louche. It's all distraction. I really wish, as a journalist, I got that memo. And I kind of reached I'm too good of a journalist for this country, because they're all parrots and prostitutes or limited hangouts or whatever. So the Kundalini, this is a year of the snake. This is a 9 year. I'm a 9. And when I realized that the Christians turned it into, they made it demonic, and this is really your innate divinity.
Well, I'm listening. I'm here. It is bringing up some personal stuff for me.
Yeah.
That is something we've gotten into on the show recently. It's been a very heavy year for me. And someone that I connected with on a level where the both of us acknowledged, you know, something like being twin flames, sadly ended this year. And yeah, it's interesting. I am reminiscing on conversations that I had with them where they very wisely made similar comments as what you said about AI and how it's trying to tap into people's spiritual bodies and take people over on a mental level. It's really scary, especially considering the stories that have come out recently about various suicides and even homicides that were inspired by AI and its, well, really voice to text and that whole voice bot, chat bot world of AI, which has existed for quite a while. I mean, as long as I've been on the internet, there have been chatbot type things.
Well, there wasn't a bioweapon injected into millions of people, where now the future is here, the zombies are now. And right. I'll just say that.
Well, to my point, though, I'm curious your thoughts on how single people in this day and age can find true love without technology. Because it sounds like that's a little bit of what you're describing.
I am the wrong person to ask. I'm not a regular person.
I want to hear your story, because I feel like your oven interrupted our getting somewhere with that. But just to wrap.
Well, that's the thing that I looked to try to find answers to what the fuck I was going through. And stumbled upon the twin flame. And even though I've been on a spiritual path since I was 13, I never looked into twin flames. And I think there's a lot of misunderstandings, and there's a lot of fake people making shitloads of money. And I've been very clinical to look at what is really happening. Now, to even go back and say, could it be that we were divine masculine, divine feminine, and I know that it's all an attack on our divinity. All of the lies are to hide our own divinity. I thought, having almost died and having had a near-death experience when I was shown Know Thyself, and I thought it was about being your better self, but now people are not embodied. I'm clairaudient. I can scan someone's voice. I can tell when they're vaccinated or not, if their brain is working. People are not here. Hello? No, they're not. And so, as someone who has a sharp mind, thank God, you know, I don't take it for granted. I've reversed lupus. I could have been in a wheelchair. I was hit by an SUV and dragged 50 feet. And I'm on the path of divinity. And I am named after the Virgin Mary. I hold sacredness. I had not been with someone for almost 3 years. And when he kissed me, the first thing I said is like, this is not the first time I kiss you. All of it has been magical, but also torturous. And my views, what my higher self has shown me, I was vibing very high, my frequency. I have like the Hawkins scale. I don't think if I didn't have this Kundalini, I would get, oh, it's about raising your frequency and getting out of the survival paradigm, given that we're living in a loose harvest world where it's all about distraction. I'm a little bit upset with myself that I didn't remember sooner that all the answers are within. I have ADHD. I realized that six planets in Capricorn, I've come a long way for a brown ethnic chick from Montreal who doesn't, English isn't even her first language. But it's all ego. It's all my persona. It's not who I am. I am very sensitive to energies, and I go through. Well, I got banned on Bumble. B-Lady gets banned on Bumble because I shared my George Floyd movie where I purchased, you know, all the footage from the government, and my movie came out a year before the fall of Minneapolis. So also fucking with my ability to meet people as if it's not hard enough, because to find someone that, you know, I had put it out there that I want to meet someone on a physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional level, not in that order. Because you could connect with someone, but I don't know why I've spent any time with non-spiritual people that would poo-poo sacredness. We need our divine masculines and divine feminine. So part of the true twin ray journey is, it's first of all, it's not a path about romance. It's really being your best self and loving yourself unconditionally, and realizing in my case, I've given a lot of my honey to shitty people, threw my pearls to swine, and didn't trust my intuition. And I've been in my masculine, and many women are. The thing is, I'm not American, so I see how women devolve. And it's like, I'm a dream compared to, maybe I'm too smart. I don't know, for those insecure men, but we're ruining both sexes. Both sexes have just don't know their ass from the elbow. The only answers are within to have some sort of sacredness. I'll tell you, unfortunately, the men are not stepping up to the plate. The women are doing a lot of the work, and we really need our men. And it's not like either you're feminine with man boobies or you're like, you know, testosterone, like ripped alpha asshole, right? The to be strong, but to also be sensitive and to hold space. It's like, I'm a warrior woman. It's like, where are the men? It's like,
yeah.
So
I'm with you, Mariam. And I see it too. I'm on dating apps now, and I can relate to the George Floyd block, like the you putting your work out there and getting blocked by, I'm sure, soy boys who had nothing better to do but look at your profile for more than way too long. I don't know. I think you should just.
Yeah, there's a lot of creepy dudes.
There's a lot of weirdos.
Here in Florida, it's
the
like-
chicks. It's the same thing with the chicks. There's a ton of chicks who the first thing in their bio is, you know, I'm atheist, I'm liberal, yada yada. If you're not,
well, that's the weird thing is that this man and I have a beautiful connection, and it's gone like. I didn't know that there was substances involved and demonic forces and interference and...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. First and foremost, you can get every episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast ad-free and interruption-free when you sign up for the low, low price of just $3 at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/MFTIC. Make sure you visit through your phone's browser or your desktop's browser. Don't navigate through the Apple Podcast app to our Patreon, because that way they take a percentage. We don't want to give Apple a percentage, but yada yada, sign up on the Patreon, patreon.com. That's patreon.com/MFTIC. That's the acronym. It stands for My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. I'm surprised people still haven't figured that out, but here we are. It's 2025. Thank you for listening to the show. Big shout out to our first sponsor being mentioned in today's episode, Brain Supreme. Listen, if you are curious about microdosing and you wanted a trusted source to wade into those waters, go to brainsupreme.co. They've got guides, they've got tutorials, and they've got the highest quality nootropic supplemental blends for microdosing in the market. This is the best place to go for it. I've tried it. It worked for me. I'm not somebody who microdoses often, but I will say I stand by brainsupreme.co. So Brain Supreme is your microdosing dream team. Come on, you've heard me say it before. Use the promo code CRAZY at checkout. That's CRAZY. Promo code CRAZY. Can you believe I'm doing all this off the top of my head, folks? There's no prompter. There's no script. Next up, we've got Above Phone. Listen, Above Phone has got your back when it comes to cybersecurity. They're taking it seriously. They're listeners of podcasts like these, and those are the types of folks you want in your corner when it comes to this crazy world of tech, as you're hearing in this show. I mean, these apps, these phones, these computers, they're interfering with our spiritual, mental, and physical realities. So protect yourself and take care of your cybersecurity through Above Phone. They've got phones, tablets, and laptops designed specifically to keep your data safe and protected. They give you alternative applications, so you're not using Google's applications, you're not using Apple's applications, you're using an entirely, let's say, decentralized framework, which is going to keep your data safer than if you're using the competitor's tablet, laptop, or phone. So check it out and use the promo code CRAZY, because you're going to get a discount when you use the promo code CRAZY at abovephone.com. Next up, you know how it is, folks. We're doing this all off the top of my head. No script. Vibe Med X. What is Shilajit? Did you skip that episode with Ron from Vibe Med X? If you did, you're missing out on the medicine of the gods. At least that's what they've called it for hundreds of years in Asia. you know, way before the Rockefellers came in and started messing with medicine, imposing allopathic medicine over homeopathic medicine. Way before that, people were using Shilajit because it's an adaptogen. What does that mean? It means it adapts to what your body needs. It's a supplement that is going to go the extra mile for your health. So if you care about your health, if you care about taking that extra step to protect yourself, check out Shilajit and get it from the highest quality source, okay? You can find Shilajit for cheaper on Amazon, but do you want to cheapen your body with some cheap cut Shilajit? No, you want the purest Shilajit available. And this guy, Ron, he's a high roller, okay? This isn't some fly-by-night company for Ron. Ron cares about his health, and he found Shilajit, and it's helped not only him, but people in his family. Go and listen to my interview with him if you need more info. And that's it. Use the promo code CRAZY at VibeMedX. That's VibeMedX.com. Promo code CRAZY at checkout. All right, now let's get back to this episode after a quick break to our dynamic ads. Remember, every episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast is ad-free and interruption-free when you sign up at myfamilythinksimcrazy.substack.com or patreon.com/MFTIC. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. I'm your host, Mystic Mark. I want to bring attention to one of my favorite sponsors. That's Mood. Mood thinks cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, they believe, and I believe, in supporting the American farmers who make all of this possible. That's right, made in America. Like the outfit that I have on, my t-shirt, my Hard Enco jeans, all 100% made in America. So why would the cannabis I'm smoking be any different? That's right, Mood created an online source for 100% federally legal cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free American farms. You can't beat that, folks. Go American, go local if you can. Keep it within our borders. Support this country. And I'm going to support you by giving you 20% off your entire purchase for first-time buyers only. Just use the promo code CRAZY at mood.com. That's mood.com, MOOD.com. I'm telling you, folks, Mood stands behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee. And as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code CRAZY. So head to mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. Remember to use the promo code CRAZY at checkout to save 20% off your order of American cannabis. Go and check it out today at mood.com, and we'll be right back to this episode in just a moment. Tell us about that, because you led us on with a really what sounds like a romantic sort of.
Yeah, because it was, you're in our soul when you first meet in the twin flame. You're in like time and space. Yeah. Time and space, just, you know, before all the 3D shit trickled in. And I do feel that the twin flame world, they want to know who the twin flames are. And they've monetized over it. And again, there's a lot of like garbage. People like have just devolved. And I say, you know, you could find a best friend that you like to fuck. Like, have a best friend where you're honest and you're keeping each other in check and you're growing together. So I'm not able, I could tell you that I'm writing my second book about this, and it's on my Substack, and I call this man Snuffy because he's like an imaginary friend. And the amount of just even speaking to him in the ethers, finishing each other's thoughts, knowing things about him that I don't know. And thus there's a lot of separations. And every time, I don't know, it's not an easy path. It's not something, like they say, like, I don't wish this on you. And I know that you have to be evolved as a soul. So there's a soul's evolution. And I did the Bufo and was told that I had graduated. And then when I did ayahuasca, maybe 2 weeks, like at the about this time last year at the Lionsgate portal, him and I were supposed to go on a road trip, and he totally stood me up. And so, for instance, it's like, no one's ever stood me up. Oh, wait, my daddy stood me up. My dad, when I had a surgery scheduled to remove the metal rod from my leg, it's not enough that he didn't come when I almost died. So the point is, what is it bringing up? This is like a mirror, and then there's distortions, and it's actually, the twin flames is a path, a fast track to ascension if you take it seriously. And in this scenario, a lot of the times it's the woman who is the more elevated, spiritually evolved. But there's a lot of fake spiritual. I'm a fake spiritual person. I drive my Tesla to a cacao ceremony and I pat myself on the back, like fake shit, you know, like being authentic. You know, it's not always pretty, but if you have unconditional love, which it shouldn't be conditional to begin with, right? Diamonds instead of forever. And the energy between us is very, initially it was very, well, all of our interactions, I mean, it gets, if there's interferences or substances, then it kind of derailed. And now it's in a critical place. And I'm being shown also surrender, you know, trust after losing trust in the universe because of all the darkness. But I was told, as above, so below. We took you really low into the dark. And Miriam, you can fly really high and see things from an exalted, mature, wise place. Because where are these wise women? Where are these wise men? Where is wisdom? I did a meme last week of, like, instead of where's Waldo, is like, where's wisdom? And it's, you know, they attacked the low-hanging fruit, the elderly people. Any elderly person that's not vaccinated is like a treasure, as far as I'm concerned. And there is an opportunity to remember. So my consciousness raised, and I am more attuned, I guess, with my oversoul. I was always looking at myself from a young age, from observer stance. I just have severe PTSD that stems from other lives. I remembered, I'm like, oh shit. I interviewed Howdy McCoskey, and I was like, oh shit, I've played this character before. I've been the scribe. I've been the record keeper. I can resonate with Hypatia, who was torn to shreds by the Christians. It's like, came to the point where, like, Christians, they want to peddle their Bible to me. And I'd be like, dude, I was here before Christianity was created. They did steal the stars. We do come from the cosmos. So I've had a lot of remembrance, a lot of the things, how can you prove? I just started reading a book about twin flames, and I saw the same shit. Miriam trying to get someone on their show. Oh, you don't want to come on my show? Maybe you're faking gay. And so seeing in this realm as well, they're peddling, you know, Robert Edward Grant is peddling the architect, and he's summoned his minions to play with the architect and say shit about the technology. But it's like the answers are within. And I believe that the walls are closing, and anyone who's on a path to liberate, the time is now. So I wrote 2 years ago, I don't plan to come back. And I was also told in 2020, just intuitively, this intuitions, hunches, that the light at the end of the tunnel is a trap. I had no idea that there's a whole thing. Now it's like, it's becoming in vogue. Now there's even like an academy to teach you how to exit properly. But I believe it's all within you. You have to remember, if you're at this level of the game, and this is not your first rodeo. It's like Westworld. It's like Westworld. So in Westworld, there's a scene with Maeve and Hector, her lover. And that scene stood out. I haven't seen seasons 3 and 4, but she's dying over and over again. And she's trying to figure out the way out, which I could relate. I was like, I watched the Truman Show. I thought it was like on the outer edges, but it's not. It's in and up through your crown. It's like there's a way to die. And as we know, there's a die off of ignorance. But I choose not to come back to this. You know, you could think it's all happening all at once, everything all at once in the quantum field. I'm not a science brain, but I got quantumly entangled with this man. I know that there's forces that interfere. I was shown and told that from the get-go. People can read, you know, it's in Hollywood. There's a lot of movies about split aparts. And I even got the download that the rib, what is the rib in Hebrew? Oh, it means soul essence. So if we were 12 strand DNA, if we were divine masculine, divine feminine, and we were like superheroes, and then they made a movie, Hancock, and they reversed the truth because together they could be superheroes, but then they make it that together they're going to cause too much damage. So there's a lot of twin flame movies in Hollywood. That is what that magnetic, but it's a sweet, you can't, I fell in love with this man's soul before I met him. The 3D is a different thing. At one point I said to him and to the universe, like, this is, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, what the fuck is this? And I heard in a past life, you signed up for a 3D, 5D split test. And now on YouTube, everyone's talking about the 3D, 5D, but I didn't know what the hell that was. So I've been shown a lot of things, and I know I'm an old soul, and I know I carry wisdom. And of course, what you believe, you know, if you are awakening or are on a path, it's a big onion, and you have to empty your self-limiting beliefs. Trauma gets stored in the body. There's so many, in so many ways, they're trying to keep us trapped in this simulation. And now they're going to put us in another simulation in a simulation, right? So people will lead you astray. Agent Smith's in the Matrix is a real thing, and people are not necessarily who they say they are. And so I've learned a lot of things. I self-sacrificed. I gave from my heart. And I'm calling in divine justice and divine intervention, because if there are substances, then this person is not in full control. You know, years of addiction, you know, and I'm looking at my own addiction. Like, I smoke pot. It's like, it's about looking at it itself and taking real, sitting in contemplation and not lying to yourself, which luckily I haven't led a life of lying to myself. I know how I come across. I have extreme self-awareness. And I heard also throughout this Lucy, because I absorb a lot of information, I bought hundreds of books at the time about reincarnation, and just to jog my memory and piece together, because even the mysteries, the theosophy, whatever, it's still distilled. I know how it is. I mean, I know how it is because they've done it to me. They've digitally scrubbed me. In some circles, I'm a legend. And in woke circles, I'll be disinvited now. I went to a spiritual moon gathering, and I'm like the oldest one, the most vibrant, however, and shared about my George Floyd and the fucking hell I've been through for standing for their medical freedom. And I made them uncomfortable. Oh, you're going to go lay in a safe space, little snowflake. That's not what spirituality is. If you're triggered, they didn't even talk to me in person. I have no idea what I said that was offensive. But again, as the where I come from, I'm speaking truth. If I make you uncomfortable with my truth, that's on you. You know, of course, people have their delusions, right? In some galaxy, this is a safe and effective vaccine, non-vaccine still. So it's going to get pretty dangerous. What's true? What's not true?
I'll tell you what, Miriam, as a newly single man, I've been doing my research on the women that are out there, and the majority that fit the archetype that you just described they're not mature enough spiritually or intellectually to take a leap out of the comfort zone that's been given to them by public education or the media or their family or, I mean, hey, private education. But it feels to me from what I've seen is a lot of people, they don't, you know, they don't even have the capacity to think in those terms. And when they say, oh, I'm uncomfortable with what you bring up, you know, it's not even going through their critical thinking centers. It's just that it's
no
emotional response. Center. Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of the girls came and said, it's like, but nobody's having a conversation with me. I said, have fun talking about me in your next circle, because how can you not? I came and I did what I had to do. I go and dance at a club. I'm a dancer. I could have been in a wheelchair. And I'm the most vibrant one. I'm like, I'm grateful, but I go and dance. Like, they think I work there. The people there who work there think I work there. And I just walk in like it's like in the movie Bliss, Salma Hayek and Owen Wilson at the rink. It's like, are these people even real? They're like, I am in a different galaxy. I go there. Sure enough, I'm trying to have a different reaction, but sure enough, some chick will come up. Oh, I came to be, you're not alone. I said, look like I have a problem being alone. I said, or you need to be in my energy because you don't want to be alone. And then they laugh and I'm a bitch about it. And I'm trying to soften, like, that's part of my work. I was thinking today, would you rather someone put a smile on you and just fucking lie to you or be honest? I don't know. There's a way to deliver things. I'm trying to come more in my heart. But it's like, I just call shit out now. And maybe because of the Kundalini, I do feel like I have an edge. That's not to say I can't be taken down. I'm getting cockroaches in my lunch. I'm the only one speaking to the dude who stabbed Derek. The government damn well knows about me. Tucker knows about me. They all know about my book. And the conservatives putting me on radio because it's too true. It's too true. I wrote it for the future. I wrote it for the records, not at my glory. And, you know, it's part of remembering. This is not my career, is not who I am. It's not my, I am that I am presence. And I know that there's a lot of garbage out there. That's why I don't know what's the fuck's wrong with Snuffy, because I'm not asking for anything other than treat me like a human being. And, you know, the car is in collection. And a beautiful thing got turned into, you know, I have, when you have someone that's so similar, it's maybe even mirroring. If, I mean, there's a lot. People can go on my Substack. And I am, before I met Snuffy, he knew about my book. And he said, oh, they're going to turn it into a movie. And I knew that wasn't the case because I already made a movie. They're not going to turn into a movie. But this that I'm writing, that I plan to turn into a Netflix series. We don't have to put my name on it because they'll figure out, take my name off of it. But given that this is a $2 billion industry, this is like a crazy story. I'm not sure how it ends. It's also, it's just showing me deep, deep surrender. Because if I panic and go into fear, so I was shown after the Kundalini, there was a lot of Shakti energy. He was dancing a lot. I realized that he's my muse. I would just hear phrases, go look, it'd be a song. I'd start doing dance videos. I was turning, you know, creating. That's all I can do on TikTok. I'm on my third handle. And even the dance videos, I think if it was someone else or someone else posting my stuff, I can't do any lives. You know, I fell through the cracks. Yes, it was 2 years ago. I was in Miami. I had been dancing. I was sober. And I saw some guy in a Hawaiian t-shirt with a microphone. And I'm like, are you doing a man on the street? And I took the microphone from him. And I started saying, pandemic. People, I'm not a sheeple. I reverse lupus. I'm the bee lady. And he took the microphone from me at one point, and I took it back from him. He laughed. And I said, what's funny? He goes, I wasn't expecting any of this. I'm like, that's right. You weren't expecting to meet the bee lady. So a couple of weeks later, I was moving to St. Augustine and And I was told that I was going viral. It got 5.6 million views. And then, can't tag Miriam because people were saying, oh, she directed Vanishing of the Bees. And then you're not allowed to do any Facebook Lives because what did the people want to know? How did you reverse lupus? You're 52 years old? How is that possible? So I don't know about the maturity, but I realize that there's arrested development and people will say that they're spiritual, but they have to remove the distortions and take responsibility. I have fear in my body. I'm a lioness on the front lines and there's no protection. It's God, because I'm in a town. I've only been here. Like, I moved to West Palm because I figured they're not going to shit in Trump's backyard. Pretty smart. And this is not, there's a lack of soul here and I don't have a car. So I'm, and as I told you, my company got infiltrated by Procter & Gamble. And I saw it too late after the Kundalini. I started seeing into subtle energies and just unfortunately thrown my pearls to swine and trusted Agent Smith. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm not scared of death, but I don't know where this is going. The solar flares, tomorrow is a day out of time, July 25th. And then July 26th is the galactical new year. And when I met Snuffy the first day, he showed me the Giza clock, but I was shy and I was in a daze. And I was like, oh, this, does he know I'm Egyptian? Why is he showing me this? And then before the Lion's Gate, he showed it to me again. And then I realized, wow, he's literally showing me the Lion's Gate. And you can connect with someone in the 5D. There's one time I said, I wonder what the stars look like for you. And then that morning, he sent me just one picture of the stars. There's another time he came to do a job. And I asked him, what are you going to charge? And he said 600. And I was thinking more 365. And then when he left, I'm like, well, what do I know? I undervalue things. I'm not in the matrix. And this isn't my, you know, I'm not a plumber or an electrician. So I was thinking of a number and I'm like 588. And then woke up and around, I don't know, 4 a.m, it sent me an invoice for $588. The second time I met him, I was pouring myself, he wasn't with me. I was pouring myself some water. I saw a brown and black dog around him. I said, did you have a dog when you were young? I knew to say you were young. He showed me a picture of his dog. Then I'm like, hey, spirit, what's the dog's name? And I wrote something I can't think of, it has to come to me. It can't be on command. I have to be still and clear and centered. And then I looked at what I wrote and I wrote Roger. And names their dog Roger. So then I asked him and he said Ruger, which I didn't know Ruger was a gun. And he's like, you kind of got it right because the O is a U. So I saw him, I hadn't seen him for 2.5 months. And I saw him, I guess, a week ago or so. I mean, time will pass. It's brutal because I just want to connect with him, not asking for marriage. Okay, so I hadn't seen him. So I was like, I had a feeling where he was staying. I was right. I had a feeling that I was having a cavitation and I had a lot of swelling for the past month and kind of didn't want to see him anyway because I was not feeling good. And I felt that he was having a mouth issue. And I'm like, do you know what a cavitation is? And he's like, yeah, I have a hole in my socket. I'm like, what tooth? And it was like the same tooth in the mirror, but on the other side. And then he does tattoos and I've been wanting him to give me some tattoo symbols. And I've been playing around with what I would want, like just little symbols on my collarbone. And he's like, oh, did I show you this tattoo? And I'm like, that's the tattoo that I want you to tattoo on me. And then I went back in my journal and I sent him an image with that symbol to him. But because I can't speak openly and because there's, you know, whatever he's doing and he has severe trust issues, then I don't know what's happening out there. I know my imagination, like I've thought he is a plant. So maybe it's also ricocheting distortions and I'm just trying to stay in my lane and send love. Even though, you know, there was one woman he was involved with that broke his guitar. Like I'm fantasizing about him playing the guitar And I said, what would she have done if she was me? Would she have shot you? Like, what the fuck? So it's also the relationship, the connection is ancient. And it's like, I feel like he's my husband, he's my brother, he's my enemy, he's my friend, he's a stranger. Every time I see him, it's like the first time and the bazillionth time, the way I say his name. Like, I actually remember putting a sigil to jog my memory. I remember watching a movie called Made in Heaven. And after the plant medicine, I was like, what was that movie? I couldn't think of the name. And I pulled it up on YouTube and I was like bawling, like viscerally. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot. I've been looking for him. That's why I freaked out when he went missing, because who cares? You know, he's like, I wasn't paying attention to boys. So anyway, I hope people will come to miriamhinnane.substack.com and they can read. I'm on part 26. And when I did the ayahuasca ceremony, the shaman said, we've been plagued by COVID-19 and HIV. And I was standing by the fire away from the crowd. And I was like, oh my God, he's spreading tries, truth mixed with lies. No, mofo, those are bioweapons made by man. And this is how it works. You just say the shit over and over again and it becomes the truth. And then I heard, you are an ancient soul. You are not to listen to anybody else. You need to trust yourself. And then I started saying, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am. And I'm like, why am I saying that? And then the next day, in one of the many books I bought, I found about the I am presence. And then I woke up one other morning and I heard seventh ray and I didn't know what that was. And it was this man that showed me the ascension. He's shown me so many things. I mean, you know, in the end, I just, you know, there's the Spindrift experiment. You just send you don't put your desires, you just send love. And I'm sure I've put a lot of energy that he's felt in the ethers. Yeah. Anyway, the path of divine feminine, I don't think there's a lot of divine feminines out there. And I know my heart is pure. And I could even hear my voice in 2019. It was so much sweeter than after this fucking Rona regime. Like, this was a war. And I was on the front lines. And then the Pierre Corys of the world get the credit. And the people who get all the glory. Like, I worked on Plandemic. Would anyone know? No. As Mickey said, it's not about us, but it's about you. Huh? Sorry, buddy. I'm calling out the fake and gay in this world. It's a lot of ego. And where's the heart? Oh, wait. They created a bioweapon so they can attack the heart. So you can't raise your frequency because that heart is way more powerful than the mind. And they could say all is mind, but it needs to be filtered through the heart. That's what I believe. So that's a lot that I said.
Powerful journey you're on, Miriam. I have a few follow-up questions before we wrap up, because I know you don't have all night. You have somewhere else to be or something else.
I have a Substack to finish. But
well, I want to ask, because you mentioned a muse, you mentioned a man, and somewhere in between, I'm curious, you know, I'm getting the sense by the tone of everything you've said that this is indeed a real man, but something about him, you're thinking he's a plant, maybe there's something artificial. Talking about AI and how they're sort of creating false twin flames. So that's why I'm like,
I've never heard that. False twin flames.
This is just my interpretation of what.
No, you said, he's so real, and
I'm not questioning.
He could be MK Ultra plant.
I'm not questioning whether it's real. Stick with me for a second. I'm not questioning that. Yeah. What I'm questioning is, you said something about a muse. You said the name Snuffy, so I'm wondering, like, where is there? Because I read a book a few months ago about spiritual marriages where men and women experience astral or out of body or just inner, you know, maybe we'll call it, as you put it, tele or clairaudient sort of experience, right? With a being that is not physical, that is spiritual, and it becomes like a real marriage. And there's a book, I forget the author's name, but she compiled a lot of different stories about men and women across the world who have these relationships, and it's not a new phenomena by any stretch of the
imagination. I would like to know the name of that book. Yeah.
It's on my shelf. I'll pull it off and text it to you, but I'm curious because somewhere in the story, I felt like it reminded me of the book that I read.
Yeah. I would need to look at the book to make a comparison. I'll just make clarify. One, obviously, I want to be respectful of his privacy, and he is reading my series, so it's not like I'm keeping it secret. I called him Snuffleupagus because it's Big Bird's imaginary friend. And once he leaves I've only seen him in my place, and I've been in the car with him, you know, from the lot back, and I went on one outing with him. And so from a quantum physics point of view, just even observing this connection can change the reality of it. And I also don't know when he, you know, I've joked with him, he functions in orbital time, not the clock. And that's a fear. I have trust issues. And the thing is, he has trust issues in his mind. He entertained that I was also scheming to harm him. So I don't know. I haven't been able to have the trust and to sit with him because there's trust issues, which is extremely, I also looked from a human design. We're also both 6-2s. Which trust is a lot. And yeah, I mean, from my perspective, it's pretty obvious where I come from, but I don't know what else is involved. But I'm not shaming or judging his what he's entertaining. Maybe he also thinks I'm too good to be true. I don't know. I mean, I thought he was too good to be true despite the behavior. I connect with him on a soul level. After the first time, 2 months passed, and I didn't know what the fuck was happening because this is very unusual. And also, I guess the 3D would classify dismissive, avoidant, if they were to put a label. So I went to a nudie beach with a nudist from LA that had taken photos of me. And after he came and he sat behind me, and I could feel like his testicles on, like, heat on my back. And I just said to my, like, I can count the number of people I've slept with on my hands. Like I'm never like, oh, let me get under or that. So I just, in my head, I said, get the fuck off my towel. I'm married. And then I'm like, you're not married, Miriam. Where's that coming from? So like 5 minutes later, I told him, hey, just because he told me to have a yoni massage. And I said, you know, just because this guy is not responding to me, I don't need to go get other energy. Like, I'm very confident in myself. I know I'm a beautiful, attractive, smart woman, and I'm secure. I don't need to, I'd rather go and read a book and learn something than I don't drink. I just, if I'm not learning or exchanging something, it's like I choose to be by myself. Which is not easy, but I'm just, anyway, so I told him, you know, just because, so he went off on his towel, and like less than 5 minutes later, he had a heat stroke. He was dehydrated. He had eaten. I had to drive us home, and he said that never happened. And I'm like, what happened there? Like, was my energy so like, get the fuck off me, like get the fuck away. And, you know, I hadn't seen him since before the Rona. And it's like, there's nothing, like I'm in another galaxy. as far as what I'm looking at and what I'm focusing on. And I'm also operating in a different way, because I'd wake up and just be on the computer. It's like anyone who says that this is safe and effective. You weren't calling the FDA. You weren't calling Pfizer. You didn't put yourself on the line. Anyway, I was just operating in a different way. How much took me 5 years to write this? It's like, really, like, you read this and you tell me, not you specifically. I'm just going to read. This is Daniel Estulin, who is cited in my book, who's written about Tavistock. Mary Hinane's exhaustive investigation of George Floyd's murder, assassination, ritual killing is a one-of-a-kind, top-notch real-life journalism. Miriam is fearless as she unravels the mystery of George Floyd's death, an event that, without a doubt, shook America to its core. She goes beyond the headlines and the status quo while lifting layer after layer of mischief, deceit, and political expediency to get at the truth. Her multi-level investigation leaves you breathless and awestruck when all the facts are laid out for us to see. I cried when I read that. He got it. And the people who have bought the book, it's like, how did you get all this information? Half of the footnotes are gone. And the George Floyd family did threaten me. Like, there's so many footnotes and they're just literally scrubbed from archive.org. So I'm just waiting to, you know, I'm looking for an operations person. I need to get my name off of my company. Like, yeah. I'm on a shit list. What can I say?
Yeah,
I'm more powerful. I could say I'm more powerful, but I can't. I was trying to see, like, was that a negative belief? I'm like, well, I can't lie to myself that there isn't something messing with me and maybe messing with him to mess with me.
Right.
I told him before I met him that maybe that I felt that he was also being messed with before my book came out. So maybe, you know, it's about our frequencies and they don't want us to remember. And they certainly don't want men and women to love each other, because two in this world is better than one.
Right, right. And there's so much about, first of all, I just want to stop what I'm going to say and comment on. You are an incredibly powerful person and a beautiful woman who's absolutely radiant and glowing through the screen. So there's no need to talk that up any further, because any guy can see that from a mile away.
Except the man that I...
Yeah, but you know what? That's the courtship dance and all the other stuff. So, you know, maybe you are...
No, this is beyond. This is where there's... I mean, I'm going to pray for a miracle. I'd be happy.
Well, I'm with you when you said the presence, quantum...
Really.
When you mentioned, you said something about quantum entanglement and the way our perspective can shift a relationship and these subtle forces, you know, this is something that I've been very aware of my entire adult life, you know, from the ebbs and flows of each relationship I've had, I've calculated in reverse or that sounds weird. I've revised my, you know, social skills based on making mistakes, right?
And, right,
and adjusting accordingly. But, you know, through some of those mistakes, I've noticed psychic elements to things that occurred. And I'm getting that in things that you've said. But yeah, it's very difficult, I think, you know, especially after the scamdemic, plandemic, bioweapon bullshit we all had to go through. And, you know, my heart goes out to anybody who lost people through that. I had, you know, friends who've lost, you know, close family.
We're not over. It's not over. There's still
right. No, yeah, exactly. So, you know, who knows when people are going to be listening to this though. So, but it is interesting, like this thread that you're weaving, and it's very compelling. I know maybe the average person might say it's crazy, but hey, that's the show. My family thinks I'm crazy. My mom still,
I mean,
just talked to her today.
Who's to say, like, this fucking crazy world? It's like, the thing is that I often sound out there, but when the future catches up to me, I am
I have no doubts. I have no doubts. I only say that as
I'm not saying you, I'm saying just in general.
Right.
There's a lot of even unself-aware supposed twin flames, but again, there's nothing. That's why I was fascinated by the connection, because it felt strange but familiar. It felt ancient. Right. It felt magical.
And you need to trust that intuitive sense that you're getting. And something that you said in our conversation really stuck out to me, and that is, you know, being your best self. And you project this sense of integrity that's like not compromising for anything. Like what you're saying about your interactions with the women in that, you know, event or what have you, you weren't being a bitch. You were sticking to your integrity, right? And I think authenticity is something that's so foreign to the average person because of our, you know, average world.
That's where it's at. That's the highest frequency, along with love. And so I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, and that's what they want us to. And I'm just kind of reiterating things that you've said so we can put a crescendo on this conversation, and things that's really I agree with, like the fact that they don't want people finding that match for them. You know, I have friends now that I've gotten older and made deeper friendships that are married and have what seems to be good partners in their lives. And I see where the two balance each other. And as a Libra myself, I'm like, ironically, like, oh, when am I going to, you know, find that?
How old are you?
Life? 30 years old.
Oh, dude, so, you're young.
Right. So,
well, like, I'm a woman. I'm not going to be, I'm not a feminist. And I'm also super picky, and people wouldn't understand because there's a lot of toxic behavior. I don't even understand. I just could say it's an energy, and I, you know, arguably on the surface, it looks bad, but I care more about, you know, this man being clean, and I have no, he's chosen this, you know, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I know it's difficult to give up pot. I have compassion, because then it's also brain chemistry. If there's trauma, I mean, it's a lot of work. I've been working on myself for a long time, and I still have trauma. Well, luckily, I have coherence in my mind.
I think there's an attack on people, particularly, you know, men and women in their own, in a sort of specialized way for each gender. You know, God forbid we get into the conversation of more than two genders, because I think we both agree on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think anyone listening to this show, I don't know, unless they're new to the show.
Whatever. I mean, what a bunch
either
of
way, there's something going on that's curtailed to each gender, we'll say. And for me as a, you know, young man, like just getting over my 20s and some of my bad habits in my 20s, recently I've noticed like a big change after giving up porn and masturbation and actually sticking to it for a long time. I'm seeing like a real change in my physical body, and I'm just thinking like, wow, if I only knew that 5 years ago. And I could see, you know, so
you made the decision, right? You made the decision. He's not making the decision, you know, like there's substance abuse, and it's impacting you. I want to say something about the, you know, the divine masculine, divine feminine. Like, these are energies. It has nothing to do with your PP or your yoni. And that's part of the maligning it, what they're doing with, I mean, the mutilation and blah, blah. But so, you know, I'm operating out of my masculine, like do, instead of like receive and just be, because I was trying to get my daddy's love. And it's like, even, you know, I'm so ambitious, like six planets in Capricorn. It's like, then you see those plastic chicks of like, oh my God, like I'm a dream compared to these fucking superficial women, that it's like, you know, I'm not boring. Like, I do accents I mean, it's never boring. So yeah. And then I would attract guys who's like, you're tantalizing, but you're not tantalizing. Like, you have nothing to, like, there's no, you can't force it. Right. I befriended someone, friendships take long. This was, whatever happened is like, it's an anomaly. This is not my pattern. And I know myself. One thing also, like I could feel people's energy. And whenever he's in the space, it's the same. It's the same soul frequency. When I met him on the car lot and I hugged him, it's like everything went quiet. Of course, you know, I can't speak for him, but regardless, you know, just to have a trustworthy human being in your life, like if there's things going on that are, I don't know what's going on. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You are very brave, and that comes across just talking to you in our first conversation, in this conversation. I don't mean brave like, you know, the way weak liberals talk about brave. I mean real, like brave. But that obviously, you know, scares men, blah, 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 blah.
I've been very soft in his presence. I feel very feminine and shy, actually.
Yeah. I had something else I was going to say, but I lost it.
I'm intimidating.
No, I don't know. I don't think that's what I was trying to say. There's something else I wanted to say, but I lost it.
Sorry. Have it come back.
It'll come back. But it's just interesting. Like,
I'm brave.
Yeah, now I got it. You're talking about it, right? And when I was younger, I was always so afraid to talk about my love interests with people, because when I did at first, I received a lot of doubt, and I noticed that doubt I received in conversations affected my emotions and my confidence. So I said, you know what? Some things are best left not spoken about. But you've kind of ascended past that to where, like, you're kind of writing reality as you speak it, which I think that's what men and women in their own masculine and feminine ways should learn as a life skill, not just a romance skill. Like, you can project your will, and not in a way that, you know, someone doesn't like you and you're going to make them like you. You know, we're not talking about that. When you have an organic connection with somebody, you know, I think a lot of people get anxious. They want to, you know, make it happen and do all the things and hope it goes well. When really, as a man, my instinct now is to just let it all go, right? Let it slide, because the right person will make that connection. You know what I mean? Like, there is no buddy out there to find. You know, I'm not going out looking for somebody. I'm just go out and do what I want to do, and that person will be there. And they'll, just like the car lot, you know, that moment you shared with us. Like, those moments happen, but when you're being your best self, right? And I feel like you're past the point of looking for it. Now you're actualizing it. And that's something, again, very brave to do on a podcast.
I don't know what, you know, I'm sure people would think I'm obsessed or, no. But I've been looking at the actual connection, and it's helped me surrender to any preconceived. Like, I just want to be honored now. I don't, and I wanted to do a good thing, and I want this man to be clean. Like, I'm not conventional. And early on, he said, I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to say it as a question. And he said, do you realize that you're forcing a relationship? And I was fucking mortified. I was so mortified. I was like, I thought you liked me. What? He was driving an hour and a half to see me. But maybe he was, you know, I don't know. So I said, I'm really sorry you feel that way. We've messaged each other in fucking like texts. And like, it's beyond 3D. That's all I could say. It's beyond 3D because I won't see him, but we're like, we'll have looked at the same thing. Like, I remember I sent him the Gateway Experience. And then when I saw him, he goes, oh, I had come across it like 3 days before you sent it to me. But so when he said that, I'm like, whoa, like it's, you make it sound like I'm trying to draft you to the war. Like, what? And I remember I said, like, how about a date? Like, relationship. I said, everything's a relationship. You're relating to the fucking eggs you had this morning. Like everything is a relationship.
Yeah.
Right. So there's, you know, knowing a lot of spirituality, but then you have to practice it. And if you have someone like me, that's your mirror. Like when we were on the lot and the car salesman came and said, okay, I know that people don't co-sign for people they know, let alone someone that they don't know. Right. That's why I know that it was a fated encounter, not to mention the sixth planet parade. So the car salesman said, is that your brother or is that your husband? So I wanted to say, I actually just met him 5 minutes ago. Then I went and I looked at him and I was like, yeah, he could be my brother. We both have like full lips. We both have tats. We're both dark. So I don't know. I ultimately, you have to surrender and ultimately have to listen to the messages you get, because this is about a soul evolution. It's not right. About romance.
And surrender into being your best self, right? Because that is where you'll find that person who resonates on that level, and or give that right person or that person that's, you know, in your view, that challenge or that obstacle they need to step up to resonate on that level with you. And maybe what you sensed in that reply or that statement about forcing a relationship was that hesitancy. But either way,
he was just pushing me away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I was excited that I met someone that I thought liked me back. And like the mantra is like the person that my heart and soul and body and everything in this life wants me equally back, mutually, right? Mm. Because what happens is, you know, as far as like everything starts as a friendship, and it takes time in this day and age. Like I met one guy on Facebook dating who was very knowledgeable about spirituality, but then he told me he was an ascended master and I was this disciple. I'm not your fucking disciple and I'm teaching you just as much, buddy. When he said like, wow, you're so mature. Yeah, good luck finding. And then that devolved into fuck you and I'm a megalomaniac. Wait a second. You're the one who's calling yourself an ascended master, but I'm the megalomaniac. No, you're just using a title of self-importance to hide your insecurity. So that was like 2 weeks and, you know, it exploded and I blocked this person. So it's just, you know, when you say your best self, if you're processing a lot of things, what is your best self? Like I put on my wall, be the love you seek. I want to touch people with my heart and I'm still working on that because I think most people are retarded today. So that's like a juxtaposition, right? I mean, I know that sounds mean, but I really think there's
it's not mean.
Yeah. It's but mean. I would like to have more compassion because also in the end, it's all to loosh you. It's all a loosh fest. It's all like I'm learning to stay in my center because I get like, oh my God, this car is in collection. This guy's fucking me over. I feel betrayed. And then I could derail.
I think it's a, you know, and I've been on this theme for a few episodes and we can wrap up on this if you want to finish up now. Bibu Dev Misra joined me on the show couple months ago, maybe a year ago, and told us that this past May would be the end officially of the Kali Yuga and the beginning of the Dwapara Yuga, which I believe is, you know, for people thinking in Western civ terms, we've got the lead age that we just left, and now we're entering something like the bronze age, the silver age is beyond that, and the golden age is beyond that. So to me, it feels like, you know, our grandparents, their grandparents, their generation was very solidified, densified into the 3D realm. So they were very much, you know, confined to those dimensions and their relationships reflect that, the people they paired up with. Whereas now that we're entering this more expanded age, we're still getting the downsides of the lead age, but we're getting some of the benefits of what we're going to experience in the Silver Age, and the two are meeting in the middle to be the Bronze Age. And I think some of that is more accessibility, more communicativeability, you know, Aquarian energy, the Age of Aquarius and all that. I don't know how accurate that is, but you mentioned the Day Out of Time, which is Jose Arguelles, and his work is great. I don't know if I asked Bibu about where he stands on Jose's work and how the two intertwine, but he did speak favorably about the Mayans' calendars in his book. So I don't know if Jose's cited, but I'll look into that.
I don't know enough about his work. I do remember this time energetically last year, and I got the remembrance that I come from Cyrus B. Of course, how would I know that? And then I was listening to him, is it wife? Both of this couple with Stephen Burns yesterday, and they were talking about how it takes 52 years for Cyrus B to go around Cyrus A. And I found that really interesting because I'm 52 years old and I resonate with Cyrus B. And, you know, the twin flame journey is, it could be seen like this. And, you know, whatever I say, I mean, no disrespect to this man, or like, to, you know, I respect his privacy. And so I see this connection in the best possible light, even though it looks like I'm getting very much the short end of the stick and I'm getting effed over. But, you know, it's neither good or bad. You don't know the end of the story, but the Chinese fable. And to stay in the possibility of what is possible, and, you know, not to be deluded, but to also just expect miracles. And I know that my heart is golden, and that if I stand firm, I chose to do this. I'm not a victim. I just want the best for him, actually. And I, you know, when he left last time, he had his guitar here, and I said, who else would be thinking that you haven't played your guitar in a month? And, you know, he was jonesing to play his guitar. And then when he left, I said, I'm scared that I'm not going to see you again. And he said, I know that you thought that. I don't know how he knows, but I got upset because I'm like, how could you think I would want to do anything to harm you? Like, how could you see that? Like, isn't it fucking obvious? So anyway, you know, love from the soul and the heart is not, I don't think it's not the mind. There's some things that defy logic, and we've been operating under a faulty paradigm. And I'm not a science brain, but I understand now quantum entanglement. And I'll say, you know, I'll give an analogy. I started wearing all these different necklaces, and in the beginning, they would get all tangled, and I would spend an hour untangling them. And then I came across, oh shit, this is like quantum entanglement. And I was riding my bike a few weeks ago, and it came to me that by writing this story and him reading this story, that has an impact on the outcome, or it shapes things. And then when I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh, the necklace is now, it's like one, all the different quantum, all the threads are now one thing. I'm not going to spend my time. It's its own thing now. I don't have time to sit and untangle this. So that's an analogy.
I love that. And as you were about to say what you just said, the phrase struck my mind that the story has just begun. The story is being written. I said something to that effect to two women I was talking to a couple of weeks ago at this big, huge flea market. And they were like, oh, you got to print that on a shirt. That's so smart. And, you know, it's the truth, because to your point about quantum entanglement, there is no future. There is no past. There's only the present moment. And we are writing the story of our lives as we think it, as we act it, as we live it. So With that, Miriam, thank you so much for sharing this intimate story yes. with us, because it is, I know, it's so personal, and you've been very respectful to his privacy.
Sir Snuffy.
Yeah, I think he'll listen if he does, and he'll appreciate.
I don't know. He's blocked me. It's too much to even. He's blocked me.
Well, hey, if that is the case, and there is the chance for you to move on, then there's someone even.
No, sweetheart, that's the thing. You can't move on from it. You can move on, but it's a soul thing, and yeah, unfortunately, everybody pales in comparison. So, but I'm open.
Is there only one twin flame? Do we have just one twin flame in one?
Yeah, they'll say bullshit about more than one twin flame.
Yeah.
You can find a soulmate. I could find a soulmate and have a very peaceful life. I mean, right now, again, it's like I just even to find good people to connect with that are not shallow like puddles. Because usually people can't go as deep as I can. I mean, in my world of like speaking to people like you and other content influencers, but I'm just saying outside, it's like when I go dance, it's like they're all drinking booze. They're all in the matrix. I'm not in the matrix anymore.
Yeah.
I identify Trinity, and I'm yeah. So thank you. I didn't expect to have this intimate conversation, and I would invite people to go to miriamhinane.substack and read my book that's in the works. I'm having fun writing it.
I love it. Miriam Hinane, I wrote it phonetically.
Thank you.
Dyslexic. I tried to pronounce your name correctly and I failed miserably. But here we go. Second try, nailed it.
Yeah.
Miriam Hinane. Boom. Third try. Nailed it. You're the best. This was great. I think we should have another conversation in the future and maybe even field some relationship questions from the audience beforehand. Because, you know, there's not a lot of people talking about relationships from this quantum entanglement, 3D, 4D, 5D perspective. You know, a lot of people pretend, you know, like we've pointed out throughout this conversation, there's a lot of phony spiritual
pretenders
there. So you're welcome back on the show anytime you have time for us, and it's been a pleasure. So check the link in the description to connect with Miriam yourself, and I hope you do. And until next episode, immerse yourself in the moment wherever you are in the now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our conversation with Miriam Hinane. She is an interesting character. Yes, I got her name wrong, but I pronounced it correctly all the other times. Miriam Hinane, what an interesting character. I support her. I understand the insecurity about coming off as crazy, you know, as a man talking to a woman. There's definitely a dynamic there that might make me think, oh, this woman's crazy. But I know Miriam from my previous conversation with her. I trust her. I think that what she's going through is something that I can relate to, I can resonate with. I've had love interests in the past who I thought were my twin flame. Maybe even one of them was, you know. Sadly, those relationships are ended, and I am a single man for the time being. So we'll see what happens. Shout out to my previous love. I miss you, girl. But anyways, we've got a lot going on. I haven't been the most present with the podcast lately because, well, I'm single, as we're getting into with this conversation. I hope the personal stuff doesn't make people uncomfortable. I'm not going to make that the main focus of the show at all. My sex life is none of anyone's business. But for conversations like this, I think it was appropriate to get a little personal, given Miriam was very personal, personable. But anyways, yeah, if you guys liked this type of episode, you want to hear me talk more about sociology, about sexuality, relationship dynamics, let me know in the comments whether you loved or hated this episode. And we'll see what happens, you know, because I am somebody who has spent a lot of time thinking about romance and relationships throughout my adult life. And I don't know that I have great advice or anything to teach anyone, but I do enjoy talking and learning. And I feel like I have a certain process that is unorthodox, being that I am Mystic Mark. Maybe you saw a little glimpse of that through this conversation. But it's hard to keep up with everything Miriam is saying because she's a little frenzied, but she's a good person with a great heart. So if you're walking away from this episode like, what the heck did I just listen to? I felt the same way in some ways. But overall, I think the message is that we are constantly in this sea of resonance with other people, and to become aware of that sometimes helps, sometimes hurts the relationship dynamics. This, hence the quantum entanglement. There's karma at play. There's past lives potentially at play. And maybe that's what it is to be a twin flame. And with all this, you know, faux spirituality out there, at the very least, we got to talk about some of these things in a way that maybe you haven't heard before. So again, if you're walking away from this episode like, what did I just listen to? I kind of felt the same way, but trust me, we're going to expand on this topic in the future. Depending on how popular this episode is, maybe it'll be a Patreon exclusive. But either way, it's kind of in a pinch for episodes this week, and I had to put stuff out. So love you all. Thank you for supporting the show. You guys are the best. Thank you for listening. I've been Mystic Mark. Support me on Instagram at My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. Give us a follow. I'm going to be posting the new merch. It's pretty much finished. I just have to put the lettering on some of the shirts this afternoon, and then we're done. Then we're ready to ship. So if you would like to get your hands on some exclusive My Family Thinks I'm Crazy merch, we've got a ton of different designs. A ton, 3 or 4. Some of them are going to be one-offs for very special people who are willing to pay the right price, you know. There's only 1 or 2 shirts of certain designs, so we'll see what happens. But either way, get there on the Patreon or the Substack first to call dibs on the shirts you want. And based on that, I will print more of some designs, but some of them are one-off. Some of them I would just make a bunch of mistakes if I tried to do them again. So we'll see where we fall, where the chips fall with the merch. And depending on how popular it is, we might do this every so often, every month, every other month, come up with a new t-shirt design and promote it on the show. It's going to be related to topics, and I think they're going to be cool. This is going to become a little bit of a side business for me, making art this way. So it's really helping me tap into my creative side. I used to do screen printing around the same time that this show started. I made a shirt that said, "I am sick of the coronavirus," within the first week of the pandemic. So yeah, that's how I started my screen printing journey, and I'm really psyched and excited to pick it up again. I think you guys are all going to be really impressed with what I've been printing. There are some designs that, again, like, I am not going to be able to make a lot of them because they're very complicated and intricate, but they'll be special because of that. You know, if there's only 5 or 6 of some of these designs, it might be sought after one day. So get your hands on one now. Patreon.com/MFTIC or MyFamilyThinksI'mCrazy.substack.com to get first dibs. And with that, we'll catch you on the flip side. Thank you for tuning in. Until the next episode, immerse yourself in the moment wherever you are, in the now.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.